The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. With territory stretching from Arctic ice to south of the equator, the eight members of the Ursidae family of bears include the planet's largest land predators and a seriously sketchy family tree. A genomic analysis published in Scientific Reports this year explained why. Gene flow between different species is common and can result in fertile hybrids. You may have heard about pizzlies or growlers, the offspring of grizzlies and polar bears, but other species, such as the sun bear and Asiatic black bear, also hybridize in the wild. The bear's backstory may seem muddled because they are the most recent carnivore lineage to evolve, splitting off from canids only 20 to 25 million years ago. And the subfamily Ursinae, which includes six of the eight living bear species, is even younger, evolving a mere 2 million to 5 million years ago. The non-ursine bears, the giant panda and spectacled bear, split off the line earlier. But the spectacled bear has a long habit of going its own way. It's the only southern hemisphere bear, calling the Andes home and occupying a range of habitats, including elevations of more than 15,000 feet above sea level.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.